Welcome to Warrior Basketball. Hold on to your seats, folks. The action's about to begin. Well, good afternoon, Warrior fans. Welcome to Amity Warrior Basketball. Warriors just playing some boys action today against the Western Christian Pioneers. Supposed to be played over at Western Christian today, but they had some facilities issues, and so we moved it over here, so the Warrior boys end up with a home game. No girls action today. They will be playing again soon. I think I have that in front of me here somewhere. Girls next game will be against Sheridan on Tuesday, and that'll be a home game. Boys will be playing in that one as well. Boys are also going to play Horizon Christian at Harrisburg on Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, at about, I think that's a 3 o'clock start, I believe. Something like that. So we'll give you exact time. We'll try to make sure we get that on a Facebook or something. And just know that I think it's about a 3 o'clock start, but there's other games before it, and so that can impact in a – it's kind of a showcase event. It's not a tournament, obviously, one day, but it's kind of a showcase where there's multiple games going on. So we don't play the first game. So it depends on how long the game in front of us takes and how well they do other timing on that. So just plan on around 3 o'clock, maybe a little bit before, maybe a little after, depending on how things go there at Harrisburg High School. That'll be Monday afternoon. So today the Warriors take on a very good Western Christian team, but not as good as they've been in past years. I mean, this is a team that's got some state titles on their walls. They are 9-3 overall, 3-0 in their league. They rank number 5 in 2A, which is pretty good. There's some really good 2A schools, and so I know it's this is a team that's extremely well coached. Gary Hull has coached them for years and does a fantastic job with them. He's assisted by Jeffrey and Brian Martin. Warriors, of course, with a first-year head coach in Devin McShane. A.J. Farmer is his assistant coach, and Devin's doing a good job with the boys. He's figuring some things out as a head coach. There's things that you know, and then there's things you have to experience. Right? You learn some things from watching others. You can, you know, learn some things from being a player, and then you get into that head coaching position, and there's just things that you have to learn on the job. No first-year head coach knows them. And those are things he's learning and figuring out. One of the big challenges is to figure out your rotation, the five guys, different combinations of five that work well together, that complement each other, and that can change from game to game, of course, as matchups change and, you know, kind of what's happening within the game is changing. And so Devin is learning those things as well, kind of figuring out his players' strengths and weaknesses and how to use those to the fullest advantage of the team. So last night, Warrior boys knocked off Taft. I don't know if I have that final score or not in front of me here. 69-46, they won that. And Gavin Watson had 14 in that game, or 13. Trent Carton had 14, and George Meeker had 12 to lead the way for the Warriors. Good balanced scoring attack last night. So 69 is pretty good for the Warriors. They're not going to score 70 very often. They scored, in fact, we have yet to score 70 this year. So there you go. We've scored 69 once, 67 a couple of times. And boys, Ron's just showed me a score from last night. Oregon Episcopal beat San Diego Christian in boys action by 20 points, 55-35. That 35 is what really surprises me. 35 points is unbelievably bad. So I don't know. Maybe they were missing somebody. Maybe it was a non-league game. Who knows? But, yeah, San Diego Christian will be one of those teams that the Warriors will be challenging with to – Yeah, we're a little different team than we were the first game of the season. Yeah. Oregon Episcopal's got a good program. They've had a good program for quite a few years now. And, we played them earlier this year, lost by 17 to them. But Warriors team, especially on the defensive end, is a much better team now than they were at the beginning of the season. And I would attribute a lot of that to Devin's coaching in practice, his teaching, but also – figuring out how to use certain players certain ways. What we're seeing is he's figuring out how to use Gavin Watson to be a super effective defender. Gavin is a game wrecker at times. He has the ability just to change games and wreck offensive game plans on the defensive end. He did some of that last night. They used him on the top of the 1-3-1 last night, which went really well for the Warriors. And offensively, most of his 13 points came on offensive rebound putbacks. I think he had three or four of those in the game. Three in the first half, I think, where he just, you know, crashing the boards from the wing. Shot goes up on one side of the floor. He's coming in from the other side, and he just gets to the ball quicker because he elevates so high. Most kids at this level, unless they're, you know, over 6'5", most of them are grabbing the ball, you know, maybe at about 9 feet. Gavin will go up and grab that ball above the rim and pull it back down, especially on offensive glass where he can get kind of a run from the wing on that. So we're going to take another quick break. Be right back. Give you the starting lineups here on KLYC. All right, Warrior fans, getting ready for the starting lineups here for Western Christian. It's going to be sophomore. They're very young, by the way. It is almost all sophomores and freshmen with one junior. So this is the number 5 team in 2A, and they are poised to be extremely good, especially by next year. They're starting a sophomore, Gavin Hall, 5'10 sophomore, a 6-foot sophomore, Logan Hill, a 5'9 senior, Kuga Matsumoto, Dig Sladek, a 6'2 freshman, and Lucas Zook, a 5'10 sophomore. We have the national anthem right now. So hold on with us as John Stearns performs.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleam, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streamed? And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave?
Thanks, John Stearns, for doing the national anthem. Does a fine job of that. 3-man refereeing crew here today. And as I mentioned, the starters for Western Christian, they're starting one freshman, 3 sophomores, and 1 junior. Right, they don't have a senior on their roster. For the Warriors, it's going to be the same starting lineup it's been for several games in a row now. Andrew Grove, Evan Berkey, Trent Carton, Colby Nyseth, and J.J. Howard. Which, you know, if you're counting, that's 2 seniors and 3 juniors. Get that right. So Warriors coming off a good win versus Tap. Nice solid league win, moving them to 2-1 in league. And Western Christian got a win last night. I think they're now 10-3, I believe. Because I think they beat Salem Academy last night. Let's see if I can check that here real quick. I believe they got the win there last night. Let's see here.
And now, and if you can, get on your feet. Put your hands together. This is the home team.
Oh, that's girls basketball. Got to get the boys basketball here on the site. We'll get there here. So 2A rankings right now. Manor House Academy out of Portland, Saw them play up at Salem Academy over Christmas break. They're a good, solid team. East Lenox Christian Academy is number 2. Kennedy is 3. Salem Academy 4. Western Christian 5. And, yeah, Western Christian with a win, I think, last night against Salem Academy. Beat them 38-31 at home. And so, so the top of that 2A rankings is very tight in terms of the quality of the teams. Gold Beach comes in at number 6, Stanfield at number 7, Hefner at 8, Blanchette, who dropped from 3A to 2A at 9, and Napa rounds out the top 10 in 2A and 3A. The Warriors, still hanging out kind of in the middle pack, number 14, but they are the third ranked team out of our league. In the PacWest Conference, Dayton, of course, the number 1 team overall in the state. Santiam Christian sits at 11 with a 9-5 record, and Amity with a 7-6 record sits at number 14 right now. Those are the clear-cut top 3 within our league. You have to drop all the way down to, I don't even know, way down to find somebody else. So, Pioneers have the ball to start things off here. Warriors in man-to-man defense. Pioneers, a very good shooting team. Working around to Hill. Hill to Matsumoto. Out to Zook. Buries the 3. Lucas Zook, saw him as a freshman last year. Great shooter. Great shooter. They're going to put some full court pressure on here. Warriors turn it over. Bad pass there from Berkey to JJ. Missed shot inside by Zook. Rebound put back, no good. Ball's loose. JJ chases it down. Pushes hard up the left side. Takes it all the way in with the left hand and scores. Good hustle by JJ. The eyes lit up. He saw that opportunity. Took that ball about 60 feet down that left side and in for the lay-in. 3-2. Pioneers on top. Three-pointer from the left wing by number 2, Gavin Hall, and they are 2-for-2 from three-point range. JJ in the middle with it. Hooks a pass ahead to Trent. Trent lays it up and in. Good pass by JJ. He's playing well to start things off here. Seeing the floor, making the play. It's 6-4 Western Christian. Matsumoto with it. Out on top. Warriors in a zone now, it looks like. Yep, 2-3 zone. It's a little dangerous against this Pioneers team. You've got to make sure you get out on shooters. Hall, back over to Zook for 3. No good. Long rebound. Hall takes the mid-range putback and gets it to drop on that left side. Gavin Hall's got 5 in the game. It's 8-4 in favor of Pioneers. Andrew Grove trips over the floor right as Colby makes the pass to him, and the ball sails out of bounds as he loses his balance. Unforced error on the Warriors. Zook fakes the 3, bounce back. Oh, there's ball. Poor pass there, knocked away. Grove with it. So both teams commit kind of an unforced error there. They go high post to JJ. Back out to Grove. Underneath to Colby. Way too hard. Off of Colby's hands and out of bounds. Andrew threw that thing with 2 hands about as hard as he could, I think, from about 25 feet away. Colby couldn't handle it down on the lower block on the left side. Matsumoto pushes it ahead to Slotik, freshman. He had an older brother a few years ago that was a very good ball player. Three-pointer out on top by Gavin Hall from that left wing, and he buries it. He's got 8, and Devin needs a timeout. It's 11-4 in favor of the Western Christian Pioneers. Not Western Mennonite. Got to get that right. Team can flat out shoot. So you see the guard play advantage for Western right now. Moving the ball very well. Finding open shooters. Quick trigger three-pointers whenever they have a look. Hats off to Gary Hull, number 1, developing these kids into the kind of shooters they are and understanding the kind of players that he has. He doesn't have, two or three years ago we were over there and Slotek's older brother, I assume, looks just like him, about 6'5". They had a 6'7 kid, 6'4". I mean, they were huge. And they had good guards to go with it. Now, this is a team that really doesn't have a lot of size. Slotek is about 6'2". Logan Hill, might be 6', maybe 6'1". They're not very tall. Carton trying to break the pressure. Gets it to the middle. Colby hands off to Evan. They set up the offense. 5.5 to go, first quarter, 11-4, Western on top. Down low, Nysel on the right side, out on top to Carton. Carton, middle to Berkey. Knocked away by Slodek, picked up by JJ. JJ wraps a pass to Colby on the baseline. He backs it out. Finds Grove out on the left side of, in the corner to Colby. Down low, not a good pass. Slodek knocks it away, and Hill comes up with it. Zook to Hall on the left forecourt. Down low, Slodek on the baseline, back out to Hall. Clark and Meeker coming in. This has been his kind of standard rotation. As soon as he feels like the starting five is not clicking the way he wants it to. Matsumoto, the drive. He's fouled by JJ, I believe. That'll be the first foul of the game. Nope, they're going to call it on Grove. Didn't see him involved there. It's going to be two shots. Matsumoto to shoot two. 11-4 Western early here. Halfway through, not even halfway through the first quarter. Matsumoto. First one. Rims it in. Clark and Meeker in, JJ and Carton out. A little different. While he might sub Reagan and George in first, he doesn't always sub them for the same people. So somehow there's some different, I don't know if it's still kind of trial and error, see which fives work together best. Matsumoto hits a pair. It's 13-4. This was a 6-4 game. They break the pressure well. Meeker attacks, gets in deep, and it's blocked by Slodek. Slodek to Zook. Good attack there by Meeker. Got his shot rejected. Slodek's long. He's only about 6'2 or so. Maybe 6'3, but he's lanky. And a good basketball player if it's anything like the family heritage there. He'll have a high IQ. But he's not physical. He's not a big kid. Zook starts to drive. Matsumoto on the back cut. Got Grove looking one way. Matsumoto cut behind him along the baseline. A good pass from Zook. Berkey to Meeker. Swings it over to Grove. Had Nysef. Didn't get it to him. Instead goes across court. Berkey saves it. Warriors get it across. Down on the left side. It's Nysef. 2-3 zone by the Pioneers here. Berkey on top with it. Swings it to Meeker. Back to Berkey. Cross court into the corner. Grove for three. Buries it. Andrew Grove hits the three-pointer. And the Warriors break a drought. That was a 9-0 run for Western. It's a drive into the lane. A little short on the shot. Clark with the rebound. That was Hall coming up short. Warriors get it up against the pressure in the left corner. Nysef along the baseline, 8-footer, buries it. Kobe Nysef has been working hard on that little mid-range shot along the baseline. It's an important shot to hit against these zones. 15-9, Western on top, 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Matsumoto to Zook, quick trigger three, looks good. Halfway down, wouldn't stay, and nobody boxing out. Gavin Hall, he now has 10 in the game. Got a box out. I don't care if you're playing zone or whatever. Grove working against some pressure here. Gets it ahead to Berkey. Warriors miss Nysef again on the press break. Grove for three. Little off. Zlodek with the rebound. Zlodek's about 6'3", as I see him stand next to Reagan there. Out on top. Straight three-pointer from the right angle is Hill. He misses. Berkey ahead to Grove. Grove, bounce pass to Clark, lays it up and in. Good pass by Andrew Grove as he came across half court. He looked at Nysef and found Clark on the other side with a bounce pass. Easy pass to handle. We talk about that all the time when you throw to those bigs. You know, Reagan doesn't spend a lot of time handling the ball. You got to give him a feed he can handle. Three-pointer missed. Nysef had it. Couldn't hang on to it. That was Hall that missed. They got a Hall and a Hill, sorry. Nysef had the rebound. Warriors set up their offense. Down 6, 17-11. Feed Nysef in the high post. Nysef operates down low. Powers it up. He's fouled. He just got Zlodek on his hip. Zlodek kind of have a height advantage, but he weighs about 150 pounds maybe, dripping wet. And Colby at about 220. Senior versus freshman, you're going to get some of that. He just powers his way to the rim, draws the foul. Nysef at the line, buries the first one. So Hill out and into the game, Hallgren. So there's a Hall and a Hallgren. Good luck, right, Jeff? Nyseth with one more. Misses that one, and the rebound to Hall. Colby with three in the game. 17-12, 1:40 to go first quarter. Pioneers on top by five. Almost no fouls in this game, one on each team. Hall in the corner to Zlotic. Back out to Matsumoto. Warriors in man-to-man now. Just a drive by Hall. Throws it up with the left hand. Got the edge on George Meeker and able to put it up with the left hand and in. Berkey to Grove. Back to Berkey. Good press break there. Pulls up for three. Forced that one a little bit. Clark knocks it away. It goes to Zook. Zook throws out to Matsumoto. Nobody back on defense, and he beats Grove without any problem. Matsumoto's got six. 21-12. Another little mini run here by Western. Left corner, three. Grove misses. Nyseth with the rebound. Puts it up and in. Colby Nyseth pounding the offensive glass. He and Clark should own the paint in there on the boards. 44 seconds to go. Zook works right. Kicks in the corner. Zlotic gets to the elbow out to Matsumoto. Nobody on him. Throws it underneath. Good defense there by the Warriors. Back to Zlotic on the elbow. Hits it. Good ball movement by Western Christian. They moved that ball. Gave up multiple shots to get a better one. Nyseth with the drive, kicks it out. Grove for three, hits it. Andrew Grove really looking to shoot the ball. He's two out of four from three-point range. It's 23-17. I don't know if you'll see a better group of guards and outside shooters this year than what the Pioneers have. 2 seconds. Zook heaves it way short. Nyseth with the rebound. And after one, it is 23-17 in favor of Western Christian. We'll be right back here on KLYC. Welcome back to Amity High School. Jeff Clark here, doing the solo act today as Ron Huber runs the clock for this varsity boys game. No girls game today. 23-17 after one by the Pioneers. That's a lot of points in the first quarter. And they shot the ball very well, connecting on three threes, got out and run a little bit, but they run their offense so well. That ball moves from player to player, across angles, across the court. On the floor for the Warriors, it's Watson, Clark, Meeker, Carton, and Berkey. As Grove gets a break, and so does Nyseth. Carton with it. Back to Berkey on top. Still this 2-3 zone. In the corner to Clark. Skips it over to Berkey. Back to Carton. 24-footer. Good! Trent Carton lighting up the scoreboard there. Just a good standstill three because of good ball movement by the Warriors. 23-20. Warriors trap. Zook almost throws it away. Gets it to Matsumoto. Knocked away by Berkey. Gets it back over to Hall. Hall down low. And we're going to have a foul on Berkey, I think. Got a little physical there with Hallgren. His first. Second team foul on the Warriors. 7:25 remaining, first half. 3-point game. Matsumoto on top. Hall gets a double screen, can't get the shot off. Good job by Trent to fight through that and make it difficult. Zook on the right angle. Man-to-man defense by the Warriors, gets a screen. Can't get his shot off. Good defense by Berkey. Hallgren, the low post, back out to Hall. Hesitation dribble to Matsumoto on the wing. He gets into the lane. Tough shot. Misses it. Rebound Berkey. Throw ahead to Carton. Carton back to Berkey. The Warrior head on going right to left in front of me. Carton on the left wing with it. Meeker backdoor. Slotik picks it off. Gambled on that one. Slotik was paying attention. Zook. Ahead to Hall, quick trigger three, no good. Rebound Carton, good box out by Berkey, and a travel on Carton. Unforced error right there on the Warriors. Slotik out, and Hill back in. A Slotik kid's gonna be good, tell ya. 6'2", maybe 6'3", freshman. Gonna get Reagan on a foul. Holding on, bumping on Hallgren as he was trying to cut. Part of the problem is Hallgren. Hallgren's scrawny, and Reagan's not. And so it doesn't take much for people to go flying. So it's going to be hard for the Warriors to be really physical around the paint in this because there's no size out there. Matsumoto out on top, going to get Meeker with the foul. Devin's starting to get a little frustrated now. I don't know if he's frustrated at the players or at the refs. Probably the players so far, but a lot of touch fouls being called right now by the officials. Minute and a half gone here in the second quarter. In the corner, Hall or Hill with it. Knocked away by Berkey and off of Berkey. Clark and Berkey with the trap there on Hill. Matsumoto out and Quezada in. Quezada, 5'6 freshman. I mean, they are just loaded with young players. They tip in, stolen by Gavin. They tried to lob to Hallgren against Watson. You're not going to lob against a better leaper in the state than Gavin Watson. Watson, Berkey, skips it over to Meeker. Back to Berkey on top. High post Watson. Carton fakes the drive from three-point range. Back out to Berkey on top. High post Watson drives, leaves it for Clark. Not a good pass. Reagan on the floor with it. Lobs it to Gavin. Oh, and it's picked off by Zook. Gavin almost had that. And then it's off of the shoulder of Hall and out of bounds on the fast break. So one turnover begets another there. And we go back the Warriors' direction. 5:53 to go. Still a three-point game. 23-20. Scoring slowed down significantly here in the second quarter. Watson backs his way down. Leaves it for Carton. Swings it to Berkey. Skip pass. Meeker, left corner three. Halfway down, wouldn't stay. Carton gets the foul, reaching in. That's going to be his second. Maybe that's his first. I take it back. He had the travel. His first personal. 5 team fouls on the Warriors. Only one on the Pioneers so far. Nyseth coming in next dead ball. Probably going to get Clark out of there, I would think. Reagan's been in for about 7 minutes of playing time here, so he hedges on Quezada, gets it to Hall. Hall, Trent right up on him. Aggressive, Hall with the drive, loses it, and Watson comes out of there with it. Might have traveled, did travel. He knew it, he just couldn't get a handle and started to run first. Great defense by the Warriors. Clark out, Nyseth in. That's what you need right there. Reagan gives, first he gives JJ a break, and then Nyseth gets a break, and you come back in, you've got some fresher legs. That's why you need a good bench that can keep you in a game, help you stay there, maybe even extend a lead. Little runner, no good by Zook. Nyseth just takes it away from him. That's a man-sized rebound right there. Berkey throws it ahead. It's off of Zook and out of bounds. Crashes into the stands over there on the sideline. Getting physical, getting a little chippy out there. Zook and Nyseth both have the ball at the same time. Nyseth just said, I'll take it. Carton misses the three. Meeker tips it out of bounds. He thought it went off of Hill. The official quickly overrode that. Slotik and Matsumoto back in. They replace Hill and Hall. Just under 5 minutes to go here in the first half. Nobody has scored a long time. It's 23-20. It's a 3-0 Warriors quarter right now. That's how different this quarter has been than the first one. Matsumoto to the elbow, gives it up to Slotik, turns the corner, back out to Matsumoto, in the corner to Quezada. Quezada, a couple of dribbles against Meeker. Now on top to Zook, 26-footer, no good, Meeker with the board. To Berkey, Berkey, ahead to Nyseth, Nyseth wanted to attack, instead gives it back to Berkey. It's a lob underneath, blocked as, and we're going to have a loose ball foul on Gavin Watson, but as Carton caught the ball and just tried to take it right up immediately, and it was blocked by, I think it was blocked by Hallgren. Zook takes a rough fall there. He'll go to the sideline, grabbing the base of his neck, kind of. I mean, he got up on his own. He's not unconscious. He's not incapacitated, but took a little bit of a shock there on that loose ball scramble. I think Watson collided with him. First on Gavin, 16 foul on the Warriors, just one on the Pioneers. Matsumoto working against Parton. Hands to Hall. Hall just came back in for... He puts up a tough left-hand shot high off the glass and gets it to drop. Man alive, he's got 14 in the game of their 25. Nyseth almost turns it over, gets it to Carton. Carton back to Nyseth. Should be fouled. Couldn't get the shot to go. But Nyseth will shoot two. Good aggressive take there by Colby. Good pass from Carton to the cutting Nyseth. .350 to go, first half. Nyseth, chance to cut into this 5-point lead. Two free throws. Misses the first. So Nyseth, 1 for 3 from the line so far. JJ and Grove back in, replace Berkey and Watson. It'll be interesting to see how the Warriors do with, Berkey on the bench. Might test their ball handling a little bit. Might be Meeker running the point. Nyseth hits the second. He's split 4 free throws now. He's got 6 points in the game. He and Grove with 6 each for the Warriors. 25-21. Quezada, top of the key. Matsumoto. Matsumoto wants to go left. Carton cuts him off. Good defense by Trent. Working hard today on that end of the floor. Good to see. Hall backs down. Hangs. And somehow gets that to drop. Spinning between Grove and Nyseth. Meeker to JJ. JJ in the corner. Carton in the left corner. Now he dribbles out on the wing. Reverses. Takes a 3. No good. Meeker with the rebound on the weak side. Blocked hard by Holmgren from behind. Holmgren out running. Spins. Meeker fouls him as he was trying to go up. Holmgren got a little smack talking going on. Got some attitude. Holmgren, a 6'1" sophomore at the free throw line, misses that one to the right and a little long. 17th foul on the Warriors with 3:05 to go. Just 2 fouls so far on the Pioneers. Coach Farmer working the official a little bit. Misses a pair. JJ can't hang on to it. Loses it out of bounds. No box out by the Warriors again. Duran and I were talking about that last night. The lack of boxing out by some players really comes back to bite them when the other team hustles. They get it into Holmgren. Holmgren turns, traveled, no call, lays it up and in. Changed his pivot foot there, picked it up before he got the shot off. We've got a full timeout on the floor. Berkey coming back in. We'll take a quick timeout. This is KLYC McMinnville. Sorry about that. Had to fade that one out. They came out of that timeout a little quicker than I thought. Meeker inbound, 29-21, favor of Western. Warriors almost turn it over along the baseline on the inbound. Meeker to the middle. It's Nyseth. He dribbles hard. Pulls up at about 15. Backs it out to Berkey on the right wing. On top, Meeker. 2.5 minutes to go, first half. High post, JJ pulls up, knocks down the little 10-footer with the left hand. He is left-handed. He's got 4 in the game. 29-23. JJ had a nice little break, came back in, working hard. Good to see. Matsumoto swings it over to Holmgren. Holmgren asks for a screen, goes left, scores. Took JJ to the well there. He set him up. He pointed that he wanted a screen on the right, and then he went hard left in the corner. Nyseth, jab step, goes baseline, pump fake, gets blocked by Holmgren, and the ball's loose. Holmgren gets it. Right now, he's the best player on the floor for either team. Hall with it, left wing, drives, pulls up, back out to Matsumoto. Quezada on top. Quezada drives hard right, gets in deep. JJ blocks it. Quezada gets it back. On top, Hall fakes the 3, steps to the left, takes the 21-footer and buries it, a 20-footer. Gavin Hall just killing the Warriors. And it's an 11-point lead, the biggest of the game since midway through the first quarter. Watson coming in next, dead ball. Nyseth doesn't get it, it's picked off by Western, and Berkey strips it out of bounds. Gonna get a travel. That's what I thought too, but you know, it doesn't matter what I think. Caden Robinson, a freshman, change that pivot foot, kind of slowed down. The trailing official saw it. Lead official couldn't see that. JJ out, Gavin in, looking for defensive intensity here. Meeker, Warriors down 11. Berkey up the left side to Nyseth, right to the rim with the left hand, and he scores. Nyseth was trailing the play. That was all set up. He trailed the play all the way, came up on Berkey's left. Berkey left it for him with a little bounce pass, and nobody stepped over to cut him off. From the corner, Hall hits a three. They doubled to leave Hall, of all people. That's his 4-3 in the first half. It's a 12-point lead. Three-point shooting, decidedly in advantage of the Pioneers. Berkey gets it across. Meeker drives, kicks. Nyseth fakes the three, traveled. Back into the game. Robinson. Bringing it up is Hall. Man-to-man defense for the Warriors, which means Hall should never be left alone. Slotik works left, top of the key over to Matsumoto on the left wing. Matsumoto works right, gives it up to number 10, that's Hill. Hill, Watson on him, picks it up, hands off to Slotik. Slotik, Matsumoto on the right wing, wanted to go back to Slotik, couldn't find him. They kick it left corner. Hall, or Hill misses, falls loose, Watson with the rebound. They trap him in the corner, he throws ahead, and it's too far, and it's out of bounds. Doesn't matter, that's the end of the second quarter. Warriors were down 6 after 1, they're down 12 after 2, but that quarter, the last 2.5 minutes of that quarter, maybe 3 minutes, is really what where that slipped away. That was a 23-20 game about 3 minutes into the quarter, and it was still a 5-point game. With about 3.5 minutes to go, and then a little run to end the quarter there was about, I think, if I remember right, it was about an 8-2 run to close out the quarter there and extend that lead up to 12. All right, this is Warriors basketball. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with some halftime scoring numbers for you. Halftime here from Amity High School. Warriors playing Western Christian. 7:36 left on the clock here at halftime, in case you're curious. 37-25 is the score in favor of Western Christian. Basically, it's the Gavin Hall show in the first half. While a number of their players played very well, Hall probably, I'm just going to go out on a limb and say it's the best first half he's ever had. He's only a sophomore. He dropped 22 on us in the first half. For the Warriors, it was Nyseth with 8, Grove 6, Carton 5, Howard 4, and Clark 2. 22 in the first half is pretty good. He hit 4 threes. I wasn't tracking to see what his percentages were, but I would say he was somewhere in the neighborhood of 4 out of 6 or 4 out of 7. Just not somebody you can leave alone. One time we actually doubled a lesser shooter, left him alone, and that guy, of course, immediately found him. Found Hall, and he drained the three. Just a defensive lapse. All the rest of them were a little more in the flow of the offense. That was the only one where we really had a defensive breakdown. So, kind of the way it is there in the first half. This is as good a group of guards as we're going to probably face all year, especially as a group of shooters. Hall, Zook, Matsumoto, and some other guys. Oh boy, they can all shoot the ball. Hallgren gave him a nice little burst off the bench with 4 points, and blocked a couple of shots, tipped the ball, got some inside rebounds that the Warriors had a chance at. So you just, you saw that. And if you watch the JV game here as well, you could see, they've got, I mean, shooting is what they do. Shooting and ball handling. I mean, even at the JV level, I mean, our JV kids lost by about 20-something and 28, 29. And the guard play, same thing. Bunch of like 5'7 to 5'9 guards running around, just wizardry with the ball in their hands and great shooters. And so, you know, that's what the Warriors are up against and struggling with. We could use a couple of those shooters, I'll tell you. Andrew Grove knocked down a couple of threes for the Warriors, and Carton hit one. but it's just not the strength of this Warrior team. And so they've got to make up for that by playing better defense and keeping other teams from being able to run out on that lead. The Warriors aren't going to play high-scoring games very often and be competitive in them. So, all right, we'll take a break for a couple more minutes and be back to get you started on the third quarter here from Amity High School. 37-25, our score at halftime. Western Christian leading your Amity Warriors on KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Getting ready to start here from Amity High School, the second half of action. Your Warriors trail the Western Christian Pioneers, 37-25. Western Christian, the number five team in the state for 2A. And honestly, most years, the best 2A and the best 3A teams are about the same. There's not much difference. A lot of private schools at the 2A level that have a lot more talent than you would expect per capita from a public school. Let's just say that. Warriors on defense to start the second half. Pioneers with the ball in their traveling blue uniforms. Teams have the same colors, blue and white. Hill, nothing there, hands it to Hall on the left wing. Hall wants to drive. Leaves it for Slotik. Slotik fakes the three, back to Hall. Hall, hesitation, hands to Zook back in the game. Good to see that. Drives hard with the left hand. Blocked by Berkey. No box out. And the rebound to Hall. Gets it out to Zlotik. Misses the three. JJ with the standstill rebound on the weak side. Ball came right to him. Grove with it. Berkey working off the ball a little more. Carton. Play catch. Now to Berkey. Left corner. Goes baseline. Finds Nyseth in the mid-range. Back out to Grove for three. Little strong. Missed it by a couple of feet. Throws long out. And the ball knocked away by Grove and stolen. Nice hustle by Grove to get back. Grove drives, leaves for Carton. Little baseline, left it short. He got too deep. They outran the angle. Pioneers save after the rebound. Zook with it. They had a fast break, but by the time Carton got the ball, he had no angle to shoot. Hall, tough shot from about 12 feet on a turnaround fade. Misses that one. Nyseth with the board to Berkey. Ahead to Grove on the left angle. Back to Berkey on top. Swings right angle. Carton starts to drive. Draws the double. Skips it. Grove fakes the three. Gets in. Blocked by Zlotik. Zlotik blocks it hard enough that Grove ends up just laying on the floor. He's slow to get up. Zook for three. Misses that. Nyseth with the rebound. Grove back in it now. Took him a while to get up. He's got the ball. Gives it left to Berkey. Back to Grove. Puts up a three. No good. Carton had it. Knocked away by Zook. Meeker in. Grove out. Grove still a little bit of pain. He went down hard on that block shot. Nobody scored here in the third quarter. 37-25 still. Carton left corner three. Halfway down, wouldn't get it. JJ with the rebound and reverses it up and in. And he makes that shot tougher than it has to be. He's the tallest, longest kid out there and takes it up on the reverse lay-in instead of up with that right hand. He has got to start using that right hand around the basket. A great finish, though. And the Warriors cut it to 10. Not criticizing JJ's result on that one, but he's got to start using that right hand to go with that left. So good with his left hand around the rim. And so long. It's about 6'2", but he's got arms that make him play about 6'4". Skip it over. Zook in the corner to Hill. JJ right up on him. They go to Zlotik in the middle. Back out to Zook on the left wing. Starts to drive. Got fouled and scores as Berkey hit him right across the face. McShane pleading for the foul on the ground. And the official says, nope, he was in the act of shooting. He was on his way up. So Zook had an early three in the first quarter. Missed his first basket since then. Chance to make it a 13-point lead, and he does. He's got six in the game. JJ helps break the pressure up the middle, goes behind his back, and loses it. Head to Zook. Zook lays it up and in. Unnecessary. Didn't need to go behind his back there, and that got his pocket picked by the defender coming from behind him. Berkey, he'll drive all the way in, lay it up, misses it. Carton with the rebound. Carton, he's fouled. That's going to be in Hallgren. Watson going to come in here, as well as number 25, Caden Robinson. Trent hits the first. Six in the game for Trent. And a timeout taken by Coach McShane. Be a 30-second timeout. .437 left to go in the third quarter. 42-28. Amity Warriors trail by 14 right now. I believe that is the largest lead of the game for the Pioneers. Warriors have not led in this game. McShane can't hear what he's saying or see what he's drawing up there. But he is urgently imploring his kids. I'm guessing it has a lot to do with breaking the press and with once they're in the half court, how they're running their offense against this. So Carton back to the line. He's got one more. Seahawks lead the Niners. If you don't want to know this, plug your ears. 17-16 right now. Second half of that game. Carton hits them both. He's got seven. Warriors with some pressure. Little 1-3-1 full court. Get it ahead to Matsumoto. Cut off by Berkey. Doubled, traveled, got away with it. Hall for three, buries it. Not out far enough on him. He's got 25 in the game. And then Hall steals or almost stole, but lands out of bounds before he could throw it back in. He had Carton's pass pick there. Berkey working against Matsumoto, beats that. Fakes out Hall, now skips it over to Meeker. Meeker at the Warrior head, works back to the top. Left corner, Carton on top to Meeker. Meeker in the corner. Carton for three, hits it. Good ball movement by the Warriors. Got the Western Christian kids kind of stagnant there a little bit defensively. Back to a 13-point lead, 45-32. Hall, back to Zook. Down in the corner, Matsumoto on the cut, finds Robinson for the lay-in. Warriors are really extending their pressure, and as always, when you cut hard against pressure, you have a chance to create some open passing lanes. Nice F over and back. Caught it on one side. His momentum led his right foot to step across the line after he caught it. 15-point Western Christian lead. Sorry, used to be Western Mennonite. Hall with it. Good-looking ball player. Zook, baseline, hangs, tough reverse. And they're going to bail him out with a foul. That is a total out-of-control shot. He had no chance of making a shot, just throwing himself around. That's a BS call. Just terrible. Absolutely horrible call. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to this. I'm on here. All right. Well, that's a first. I've been threatened to be ejected. He didn't like my wave off of his call. So apparently waving somebody off is now a criminal offense here. Pretty interesting. As you guys can hear, I didn't say anything vulgar to him. I didn't say anything personal to him. I just waved my hand as it didn't like the call. Zook was out of control. It was a terrible call. He knows it was a bad call. Zook makes a pair. He's got this up to 49. Going the other way, we've got Berkey gets fouled on the fast break by, I think that's on Hallgren, chasing him down. That's going to be two on Hallgren. Second team foul on the Warriors. Evan Berkey in line for the shoot. 3:07 left to go, third quarter. Berkey hits the first one. 49-32. Warriors down 17. Berkey misses the second one. Long rebound to Hall. Warriors not helping himself there from the foul line. Down 15. 3:04 to go. Clark coming back in. Next dead ball. 3 minute mark in the third quarter here. Out on top, Zook. Warriors need to get some stops and they need to find some points here. Not enough scoring here in the third quarter for the Warriors. Only 8 points in this quarter. Quezada with it out on top. Drives, hangs. Watson affects the shot and gets the rebound. Gavin Watson with a great play. Nice job by Gavin, really getting off the ground there. Watson, left corner, pulls up from 15, won't stay. Rebound, Hallgren inside. He's a good ball player. They throw long ahead to Quezada, and he scores. Good challenge there by Berkey, but he just could not get high enough to challenge that high lay-in off the glass. 50-33. Pressure still continues. Berkey splits the defense, kicks it to Meeker. Left corner, three, affected. Hallgren might have had it. They're going to get Carton for a foul. The honest truth is there, that was Hall falling backwards into Carton. So we just had a bench warning and then a technical foul. I'm not sure who the technical was on. So with 2:05 left to go in the third quarter, Hall's going to go to the line to shoot two. Seventeen-point lead right now for Western Christian. Hall, chance to extend that. Hall hits the first one. So Devin trying to get an explanation of what he got teed for. Can't get one because the official that gave the tee won't talk to him, and the other official says, I didn't give you the tee. So a pair of free throws for Hall. It's 52-33. Hall inbounds. Gets it into Zook. Zook working against Carton. Over to Quezada. Quezada working off the high screen. Back to Hall. The Warrior head. Works right. Spins. Blocked by Berkey. And a foul apparently on Berkey. Looked like Berkey had all ball. 1:51 left to go here in the third quarter. 52-33. remaining. Warriors really falling apart here this second half of the third quarter. Hall gets the first one. Not helping themselves with the officials here at all. Five fouls on the Warriors, two against Western Christian. Hall hits a pair. That kid is a shooter. My goodness. Doesn't matter where he has the ball, he is a threat. He's going to be, he might be the best player in 2A this year. I don't know. Meeker from the left corner hits the three. Nice shot by George Meeker. Timeout taken by Devin McShane. Full timeout. We'll take a break here. This is Amity Warrior Sports on KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back to Warrior Basketball. Good out. 1:40 left to go third quarter. 16 fouls on the Warriors, two on the Pioneers. Warriors down by 18 in this one. It was a 6-point game after one and 12 at halftime, so it's been a plus six in each quarter so far. Somewhere the Warriors have really struggled with the ball movement. A good example right there, a great pass from Matsumoto to Hallgren, and Hallgren gets the basket. Just getting penetration from the top of the key consistently against this Warrior defense. Watson comes down with it. Was probably fouled, no call. He'll take it in all the way, lay it up, no good, but he's fouled by Robinson. That's Robinson's first or second in the game. First one, only the third team foul on Western Christian. Watson to the line to shoot two. First one won't stay down. Warriors not a good foul shooting team as a whole. Tonight they are, this afternoon, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 made and four missed. So the Warriors 5 out of 9 from the foul line. Watson hits the second one. So that was 60% tonight. Not the end of the world for the Warriors. Not as good as Western Christian, who has not missed a foul shot so far. They've hit 4, 6, 8 out of 8. Matsumoto with it out on top. With a 19-point lead, drives Watson with the block, and they call a foul down low on Carton, I think. So that's a fourth on Carton. Third personal. 17 foul the Warriors. Matsumoto to the line to shoot 2. Watson had the block on that, but the foul happened down low, they said. Matsumoto hits the first one. Grove in, Carton out. Carton trying to get an explanation as he leaves the floor about the foul. One more for Matsumoto. Gets them both. So they're 10 out of 10 as a team now from the line. Meeker to Clark in the middle, ahead to Watson. Watson starts to drive, back out to Meeker, fakes the three. Berkey on top. Meeker fakes the three again, drives back to over to Grove on the right side. Grove to Berkey on top. Meeker for a deep three. No good. Ball's tipped. Grove comes down with it. It's knocked away. He gets it back. He drives and stepped out of bounds. Seconds to go here in the third quarter. 58-37. Matsumoto, the junior guard, the only upperclassman on this roster. Amazing amount of youth and talent combined here for Western Christian. I mean, they're going to be a team that's going to give some people fits in the two-way playoffs this year. Going forward, it's going to be really bad, I think. Berkey with the steal, takes it in, lays it up at the buzzer. So the Warriors cut it to 19. Berkey with a nice steal gets his first basket of the game. 58-39 as we go to the fourth quarter here from Amity High School. We'll be right back on KL. Warriors basketball to start the fourth quarter here. Down 19 to Western Christian. Guard play, the difference in this game for sure. Grove with the ball. Works across half court. Starts the offense to Meeker. Meeker hands off to Watson. Watson, they flash high to Berkey. Berkey in the corner to Grove. Can't get the three off. Steps to his left on top Watson. Over to Meeker. On top Watson again. Misses the three. Meeker with the rebound. Tripped up and then lost it out of bounds. Caught his foot on somebody else's toe there. Lost his balance. Lost the ball. Had a golden opportunity for a lay-in there. Pioneers with it. Full court man pressure on the Warrior by the Warriors. Zook, they trap him. Gets it back over to number 3, Martinez, and then a reach-in foul on Meeker. 1-1 coming for the Pioneers. The rest of the way they'll be in the bonus, so stand to have a lot of foul shots here in the fourth quarter of this game. So they lost. They didn't actually get a shot off because it looks like, I think they called Slodic for stepping into the lane or stepping away from the lane while his teammate had the ball in his hands at the foul line. So no shot, no free throw either. They just turned it over, I think is what you call that. Watson feeds Clark down low. Clark out to Meeker in the corner. Meeker drives, kicks to Berkey, fakes. Down low to Clark. Clark fouled. He wanted to get that up on the left side. He was too far under when he caught it. So Reagan will go to the line to shoot 2. Clark buries the first one. One more coming for the senior post. Missed that one. Watson tips. Going to get a 23 stepped in too soon. That was a late call. So Reagan's going to shoot again. So that miss doesn't count. He was very short on that second one. Nyseth coming back in. He's going to come in for Clark if Clark makes this. Yeah, it's 50-50. This one short again. So Clark not able to get that arc on the second shot on both of those. A little flat. Needs a little more legs, a little more toes. Get up on your toes when you shoot. Zook drives, kicks into the corner. Good close out there by the Warriors on number 10, Hill. Hill with it. Clark on him. He goes high post. Back to Hill. Takes the three. Hits it. Oh, my goodness. Everybody can shoot threes. I don't think anybody knew he could shoot. It's the first time he's made a basket all day. Warriors with the ball down 61 to 40. Grove. Skip pass to Meeker. Left side. Drives. Hangs. Shoots. No good. Rebound inside. Hill. Gets it to Matsumoto. Ahead to Martinez. They reset to Matsumoto. Fakes left, goes right to Hill. Another three. Misses this one. Berkey with the rebound. Berkey up the right side. Now to the middle. Loses it. Picked up by Watson in the corner. Watson, drive, dish to Meeker. 23-footer out top. Hits it! George Meeker, and a timeout taken by the Warriors. Gonna get Nyseth in for Clark. It's going to be a full timeout. We'll take a break also. This is KLYC McMinnville.
Organ Equipment Sales, formerly known as OVS, is a one-stop shop for all your ag equipment needs. They carry full lines of Kubota, Land Pride, Steel, and Honda power equipment. With two locations conveniently located outside of McMinnville and Aurora, OES is there to help in any way they can. With parts, sales, and service departments, they can get you back up and running as quickly as possible. Contact them at 503-435-2700 or online at orequipmentsales.com. Northwest Rapid Manufacturing is the premier provider of rapid manufactured prototypes and production parts. Through superior process control, operational excellence, and unmatched customer service, we are building...
Welcome back to Warrior Basketball. 5:46 left in the fourth quarter. 61-43 in favor of Western Christian, and they've got the ball getting ready to inbound. Full length of the floor here. Zook over to Matsumoto. Back to Martinez. They get it to the middle. Down low. Lay-in missed. Nyseth with the rebound. Good challenge there by Grove on Hallgren. Hallgren had a good look there. He's going to make that 90-95% of the time. Nyseth with it out top. Starts to drive. Kicks it to Meeker. Meeker in the corner. Watson for three short. Nyseth with the board. Picks it up with the left hand. Misses the shot. Gets it back. And he loses it out of bounds. Like Seahawks down a score, but with the ball in the red zone in the third quarter. Second and nine on the 14. Zook working against the double. Gets it back to Martinez in the middle. They get it back to Matsumoto. Takes a tough shot against Nyseth. And Berkey comes out of there with it. He gets it to Grove. Grove, Warriors down 18 still. Works to the right. Hands off to Meeker. Meeker to Berkey. Fakes the three. Back to Meeker on top. Meeker to Grove. Back over. Skip pass. Grove. Right corner three. No good. Rebound at the foul line by Matsumoto. He hands off to Zook. 4.5 minutes to go in this one. Martinez working against Meeker. Right corner. Zook. And Berkey's going to pick up the reach-in foul on Zook. 61-43, the ninth team foul on the Warriors. Put Zook on the line to shoot 1-1. Four 14 left to go. Zook shooting the front end of the one-on-one. Misses that. First miss of the game, and they get the offensive rebound because the Warriors don't box out, but Grove gets a steal. I think it was Hill that had that offensive board. Good effort on his part. Warriors with it. You said that's the first miss they've had from the foul line tonight. Grove works down low, tries to get it to Nysef. Nysef on the floor. Gets it back to Watson. Back to Grove. Grove on top to Berkey. The ball moving, the spacing is not good for the Warriors here. Now they get it spaced out a little bit better. Watson. They're not moving people. They're just moving the ball around the outside. Watson. Travel. .335 to go, fourth quarter. It's going to be Quezada and Zlotic back into the game. And Quezada. Quezada, Zlotic, and Hall back in the game. They'll be in there with, trying to figure out who else, oh, and somebody else. Newman into the game for the first time. And Hallgren. Newman. Berkey steals it from him. Watson. Watson blocked from behind by Zlata. Martinez, or Quezada, excuse me. Quezada top of the key with it. Out to Hall. Hall. Drives. Watson deflects the pass. Meeker can't save it. Carton coming back in. Carton going to get Nysef out, looking for maybe a little bit more offense there. A little more three-point shooting offense at least. 18-point game. They get it into Hallgren. Hallgren turns, blocked by somebody. Might have been Watson with the block there. Carton with the rebound, pushes it up the middle, hooks it in the corner to Grove. Back to Carton down low. Carton doubled. Steps back for three, hits it. Trent Carton, his third three of the game. He's got 13 points. Ahead to Hallgren, he misses. Berkey tips it out of bounds on the loose ball. Seahawks had a third and 14. They fumbled the ball. Hallgren scores inside for the Pioneers. We'll find him here. He's got eight in the game. And that ball goes out off the Warriors at the other end. So back to a 17-point lead, 63-46. And they just got this call completely wrong. One official overriding the one who didn't know what was going on, and so they get the call right. Warriors ball, Berkey for three, no good. Carton with the rebound, blocked from behind. Meeker with the rebound, puts it up. He can't hit. Carton again, tries, reverses it up and in, scored and foul. Trent Carton and George Meeker just banging that inside glass. Finally makes something happen in there. It's 63-48, 2:17 left to go. Hallgren got a short break. He's right back in. And you see him go out. He was out for less than a minute of playing time there. 63-48. Carton, good on the free throw. He is 3 out of 3 tonight from the foul line. Warriors down 14, pressuring. Quezada throws ahead to Hallgren, picked off by Berkey. Berkey up the left side. He's going to attack to Meeker. Meeker pump fake. Hang scores. Job by Meeker to gather himself. Great pass by Berkey. Timeout. Coach Hull takes one on behalf of Western Christian. It is a 12-point game with 2 minutes to go. 1:58. This is KLYC McMinnville. We'll be right back. Once again, both teams come out prior to the end of the timeout, so we'll get started here again. Under 2 minutes to go. They break the pressure. Hall in the corner. Zlotek for three. Hits it. They set that one up. Got the basket. That was a good job by Coach Hall. Makes it 13. There's a bad pass tip. Zook gets the steal. To Matsumoto. This one about over. Minute 35 to go. 15-point game after that three. Warriors really needed a stop against that three-pointer there, and Zlotek, the freshman, just drilled it from the corner. Hall with the drive, lays it up high, no box out. Zlotek with the rebound, back out to Zook. And a reach-in foul on Meeker. 1:16 to go in this one. 66-51 in favor of Western Christian. Matsumoto, first one, good. He's 5 out of 5 from the foul line. It's 9 points in the game. One more coming for Matsumoto. This one, no good. Their first missed free throw. No, second missed free throw of the game. Zook missed one also. Watson with the rebound. Meeker for three. No good. Zook with the board. Fouled right away by Carton. There's no reason to foul at this point. It's a 16-point lead. Here come the five subs. Vrell, Wolf, Dyer, Anderson, and Brant Bell coming in. One more, or one for Zook. Hits the first. Zook 4 out of 5 from the line. Matsumoto 5 out of 6 from the line. Hall 4 out of 4 from the line. Oh, I missed that. Hallgren missed a pair at the very beginning of the game, so I take that back. Hallgren 0 for 2 tonight. So they've got 4 misses as a team. One more coming for Zook. 68-51, 106 left to go. Zook rattles that one home as well. He's now 5 out of 6 as well from the line. Wolf to Bell. Quick trigger 3. No good. Zook with the rebound. 50 seconds to go in this one as they bring it across half court. On the right wing, Newman gives it to Quezada. Quezada jumps, shoots, misses. Wolf with the board. Wolf throws it ahead to Bell. Bell, Anderson, fakes the three, drives baseline, lays it up and in. Little head fake, and Dillon makes a nice smooth move along that left baseline for the score. On top, Martinez to Zook by the Warrior head. This is a very good set of guards they have, and as their big guys get better over the next year, man, you got to think this is a prohibitive favorite for the state championship next year at 2A. They're going to compete this year, but next year, I think they're the team to beat with all of these guys returning, and their young bigs getting older, bigger, and stronger. All right, folks, final here, 69 to 53 in favor of Western Christian. We'll be right back with some scoring totals for you on KLYC Mix. Welcome back. Warriors lose this one to Western Christian by 16, 69 to 53. Fourth quarter, the only quarter of the game, the Warriors outscored Western Christian, and they did that by, they were down by 21, they lose by 16, so a plus 5 for the Warriors in that fourth quarter. Down 6 after 1, down 12 at halftime, down 19 after, so I got that wrong, they were plus 3 in the fourth quarter, there we go. We'll get some scoring totals here for you in just a moment. Looks like the Niners are going to end up winning this game against the Seahawks. First and goal. They're up 23-17 in the fourth quarter, and they've got the ball first and goal after a long pass play by the Niners down inside the 10-yard line. All right. For the Warriors tonight, they're led by Trent Carton with 16, 8 for Meeker, 8 for Nyseth, 6 for Howard, 6 for Grove, 3 for Clark, two for Anderson, one for Gavin Watson. Hall did the bulk of the work for Western Christian with 29 points. Zook had 12 as their backcourt, starting backcourt, just dominant with 39 of their 69 points. All right, that's it for now. We'll be back on the air Monday with the game against Horizon Christian at Harrisburg High School. Should be about a 3 o'clock start. If it's different than that, we'll try to let you know. Have a great night, everybody.
Thank you for joining us on this broadcast of Amity High School Sports. Be sure to listen next time, and remember, it's always a great day to be a Warrior. So long, everybody.